Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnu Sahasranam, name 843, is Guna Brit. There are several meanings of this name. Actually, there could be many, many meanings, as with all the names of Vishnu Sahasranam. I've discussed several of them in two previous sessions. And in this session, I'll speak on the meaning that he has glorious qualities, this meaning. That is the very meaning of Bhagavan. We all know very well the standard definition of Bhagavan. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriha jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannang bhaga itingena. One who is qualified with all opulence, all strength, all fame, all knowledge, all beauty, and all renunciation is fit to be called Bhagavan. Srila Jiva Goswami has given another definition. It doesn't have to be one definition. One definition he's given is Bhajaniya Sarva Sad Guna Vishishta, that he is characterized by all auspicious qualities, and therefore he is worshipable. The natural tendency is to worship him. When someone comes in contact with him, the natural tendency is to want to serve him, and that fits very well with the name Krishna, which has, again, many meanings, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on one occasion only accepted two meanings. But the common meaning that Srila Prabhupada always emphasized, it means that he's all attractive. So Bhajaniya Sarva Sadguna Vishishta means that he is characterized by, differentiated from others, by being of such good qualities, all good qualities, means all good qualities are present in him, and all good, every single one of those qualities is in him in full or infinitely. And therefore, the natural tendency is to serve him as the natural tendency of the soul, jivesvarup hoy Krishna nitya das. The natural tendency of the soul is to serve Krishna. And people who are crazy, whose intelligence doesn't work properly, who have a wrong attitude to life, they don't want to serve Krishna. Otherwise, the natural tendency is that everything about him is so delectable, so delightful, so attractive. That's the word, Krishna, attractive. With such qualities that everyone just naturally wants to serve him. They feel great appreciation for him, great love for him. That's Bhagavan. That's all attractive. Means all attractive qualities, the qualities of him that they just naturally invoke love. We say attraction. Attraction can be unconscious, insentient. Like the attraction of iron filings to a magnet. But the attraction of Krishna to every living being is an attraction of love, and that is impelled from the side of the living beings by Krishna's great qualities. Krishna is also attracted to the living beings. That's another of his great qualities, that he is so great, but he takes care of every living being, however small and insignificant they may be. Actually, we're all small and insignificant, speaking from a philosophical or scientific point of view. We're all extremely, extremely, extremely small. It's always good to remember how insignificant we are. It's a good start in getting a hold on reality, and it's a good start in becoming humble, which is the prerequisite for entering devotional service, is to remember that however big I think I am, however great I think my problems are, I'm one tiny being among innumerable living beings in a universe that is so vast, and I'm just in this body for a speck of time, and therefore, whatever the problem may be, there's family problem, legal problem, financial problem, social problem, health problem, probably most of the persons present here have got all of these problems to some, in various ways, to some extent or other. But we should always remember, nothing is really real in this world in as much as it's flickering like a kaleidoscope. Maybe when you were a child, you played with a kaleidoscope, and each frame looks tantalizingly attractive, but then in a second it's gone, never to be again. So that's Krishna. Our real existence is in relationship with Krishna. We're very insignificant, and one of his great qualities, and this is stressed throughout the commentary of Parashurabhata in his commentary on Vishnu Sahasranam, is the vatsalya, the quality of affection toward his devotees that the Supreme Lord has, although there's nothing in it for him. We don't trust people. Someone comes, they want to sell us something. We are immediately suspicious. He's out to get me. You go on YouTube, immediately there's some advertisement. Someone wants to sell me something. And you know that they want to sell me something, though they project themselves as if there's something good for you, you know actually it's something good for them. And probably it's just an actor anyway who's doing it. But with Krishna, it's not like that. It's hard for us to understand Krishna. One thing is, he's so much greater than us. And another thing is, he has the quality of being so selfless, which we can't imagine, because we're, at least I can speak for myself, is so selfish, so self-centered. It's hard for people to appreciate Srila Prabhupada. He moved in the world, and how many hundreds and thousands of people saw him? Only a very small percentage surrendered at his lotus feet. Hard to relate to. In the Western world especially, there's an idea within our movement that we have to make our preaching in line with Western culture, so that people can appreciate it more. You can do that, you can try it out, but the real difficulty is not that we're wearing dhotis and saris and have tilak on. The The real thing that people find difficult to understand and appreciate is that we are trying to imbibe and inculcate a sense of complete Hare Krishna. We're trying to imbibe and inculcate a sense of complete selflessness, which is unimaginable for the conditioned soul. Among all of Krishna's qualities, this Srila Prabhupada writes in his Krishna book, among all of Krishna's qualities, the most important is his mercy upon the conditioned souls. That's his selflessness. That is mercy. We talk about ahaituki kripa, causeless mercy. Well, the real mercy and full mercy is causeless. If I'm trying to help someone and I'm thinking I'll get something out of this, people will praise me. Maybe someone will write a book about me. I can show what a great person I am to others, whatever. Or maybe I'll get some advantage from them in future. There may be reasons that we help others. But that's not really mercy then. Mercy means an automatic, spontaneous desire to help others. One has to be in a superior position to give mercy. So Krishna has that. And that is his most important quality. We're talking about he who has qualities. Guna Brit. He who has qualities. What other qualities? Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He is the very form of all rasa. All that is relishable, all that is desirable, that which everyone desires. Srila Prabhupada, in his translation of this Chaito Darpana Marjanam verse, he says that Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamritas Vardhanam. Srila Prabhupada says, translates, it enables to taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Now, which we are always anxious is not in the Sanskrit. So that is what can be called bhavartha. There's a translation with commentary intertwined. So we're all anxious for nectar. We're all anxious for bliss. And Krishna is the very personification of that nectarian rasa or mellows which gives rise to bliss. Ananda Leela Purushottama. He's also described as, well, you can understand. Ananda Leela Purushottama. Those of you who are Indian, which means almost everyone here, means just from your language, the language that you speak, you can understand what Ananda Leela Purushottama means. At least to some extent. It's not like speaking, if I go in, for instance, America and walk up to someone and say Ananda Leela Purushottama, they'll think I'm speaking gibberish or I'm speaking a foreign language. It is a foreign language to them. What it means, the extent and the depth of what it means, that requires realization. But at least linguistically, you can understand Ananda Leela Purushottama. His bliss, he is the supreme person, specifically the supreme male, who has blissful pastimes. or he's the supreme male who is blissful and has pastimes. Or he's the supreme male who has pastimes and is blissful. There's slightly different meaning. And then if we take uttama to mean above the darkness of this material world, his happiness and his activities, he's the enjoyer of a happiness and activities which are above and beyond those of this dark material world, and in various ways it can be understood. So that is Krishna. Actually, all of his names that we're discussing in Vishnu Sahasranama, they all point toward different qualities of him. So Gunabrit is a very apt name. And the next name is Nirguna, which means no qualities. And that's also apt in understanding that he's Purushottama. He is above the darkness of this material world. So his qualities are not part of this material world. Therefore, he is Nirguna. Anyway, we'll discuss more about that when we get to the next name, Krishna willing. Quoting from Mahavaraha Purana, Sarve Nitya Shashvatascha Dehas Tasya Paramatmanaha Hanopadana Rahita Naiva Prakriti Ja Kvachit. All the forms of Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're all eternal. Nitya Shashvata. So two words which mean eternal. Emphasizing, they're all eternal. They have nothing to be added to them and nothing to be taken away. There's nothing, they don't decay. There's no question of their decaying. And there's nothing more you can do to make them better. They're already Akhila Rasamrita Murti. They're already perfect in everything, in every way. And naiva prakriti ja kvachit. And it should never be thought that they are products of material energy. So, guna brit. Everyone is guna brit. Everyone has some qualities, some good qualities, some bad qualities. But especially this is pertaining to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we talk about him having qualities, it really makes sense. Just like we may say, someone who has no knowledge, they're living in a village. We have to remember that before this age of technology and communications, most people had very little idea of what was going on beyond their village or a little further. So someone living in the village all their life, and they may think that the headman of the village is the most powerful person. Well, he is powerful within his own sphere, within his own scope. But if he is to be compared to the king of the whole country, who has lakhs of villages underneath him, if we say India, the emperor of India, the Badshah, he has literally hundreds and thousands of villages under him. So in comparison with the emperor, the headman in the village is insignificant. He's got qualities by which people look up to him, but compared to the emperor, he's just completely insignificant. So in this world, we see people have different qualities. But in comparison with Krishna, it's a waste of time glorifying fireflies in the presence of the sun. That's another example that can be given. Again from Maha Varaha Purana, Paramananda Sando Ha Gyanama Trascha Sarvataha Sarve Sarva Gunai Purna Sarvadosha Vivarjitaha Vivarjitaha, talking about the plural forms. All the forms of the Lord are Paramananda, full of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Sarve Sarva Gunai Purnaha. All the forms of the Lord are resplendent with all qualities in full. And just to make the point further, they are free from any kind of dosha, any fault. Quoting from Vaishnava Tantra, Ashtadasa Mahadoshai Rahita Bhagavat Tanuhu Sarvaishvarya Mai Satya Vijnanananda Rupini. The form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternal, full of knowledge, bliss, power, and opulence, and free of the 18 faults. So this is important. We're talking about the form of the Lord being Guna Brit. We're talking about the Supreme being Guna Brit, full of qualities. So that means the personality of Godhead. The next name, Nirguna, should not be understood in a totally impersonal manner. That's being emphasized here. The Supreme Personality, the Supreme is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So full of all good qualities means there's no scope for any fault. That's been emphasized in the last two verses, which I quoted. Here it's mentioned the Ashtadasha Mahadoshai, the 18 great faults. These 18 great faults, which do not reside in any way whatsoever in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are described in the Vaishnava Yamala. So if we're to understand that he's full of all good qualities, we have to understand from the other side also that he's free of bad qualities. So those bad qualities are stated, Mohas Tandra Brahmo Ruksha Rasata Kama Ulbarnaha Lolata Mada Matsarye Hingsa Keda Parishramo Asatyang Kroda Akanksha Ashanka Vishva Vibrahmaha Vishamatvam Parapeksha Dosha Ashtadashadita. The 18 faults are illusion, fatigue, errors, roughness, lust, restlessness, pride, envy, violence, disgrace, exhaustion, untruth, anger, hankering, dependence, desire to lord over the universe or being illusioned by the universe, seeing duality and cheating. The forms of the Lord in his various avatars and in the spiritual world are all perfect. And the form of Krishna, who is the source of all avatars, is supremely perfect. All the qualities of the Supreme Lord, which jivas can have, are described in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. And there are extra qualities of Krishna. He has the 8 qualities of a great personality. In various shastras, various great persons have analyzed what are great qualities. So Krishna possesses all these qualities of being decorated, an enjoyer, pleasing, dependable. Usually someone who's enjoying this world may not be very dependable, especially in the present age. Steady, predominating, He takes charge. A meticulous dresser and magnanimous. This is from the he said that a person is great if he has the qualities of being merciful toward the unfortunate. Dina Vatsala. Very powerful, superior, chivalrous, enthusiastic, expert, and truthful. When a person is always happy and accustomed to speak smilingly, he is considered to be in the mode of enjoyment. When one's characteristics are very sweet and desirable, his personality is called pleasing. Any person who is reliable in all circumstances is called dependable. A person who is not disturbed, even in a situation of reverses, is called steady. A person who can affect the mind of everyone is called predominating. A person who is fond of dressing himself is called lalita, or a meticulous dresser. Persons who can give themselves to anyone are called magnanimous. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Rupadir Maha Akarshan. Krishna, everything about him, to see him, to see his beauty, to hear him speak or the sound of his flute, to touch him, to smell his bodily fragrance, to taste him, everything by his very nature, he's extremely attractive. Guna Brit, another meaning, Guna can mean rope, and Brit means one who holds. So this can be roughly equated with a name which you already had, Pragraha, one who holds the reins of the horse. Holding the rope, holding the gunas, this can be understood that he holds the, he controls the modes of nature, the three gunas, the three modes of nature. This has been discussed in the first talk I gave on this. He also holds the ropes of love. We find in the Bhagavatam mention of pranaya rasanaya, the ropes of love. So rasi means rope, guna means rope. So they are synonyms. He holds the rope of love. He controls and is controlled by the ropes of love. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls out, Shuno hei roshikajam, Krishna gun aganan, ananta ki kahite pari. Ananta kahite nahi pari, sorry. He's calling out, anyone there, any rasik bhaktas, anyone who's relishing the name, form, beauty, pastimes, qualities of Krishna. Shuno hei roshikajan, Krishna gun aganam. Now we're going to talk about Krishna's qualities, but they're uncountable and unlimited, so we can't speak them. But we speak. What we can speak, we speak. But it's impossible to enumerate the qualities of Krishna. As much as one is a rasika devotee, he's actually gone beyond the self-centeredness of material consciousness. As much as one is actually a rasika bhakta, then he can appreciate the qualities of Krishna. Bhagavatam is especially for those who are nirmatsaranam satam, those who are non-envious, saintly persons. To such persons, Vyasadeva says, Pipita Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, drink the nectar of this Bhagavatam forever, up until death, up until liberation, or whatever, just go on drinking it. qualities, we're talking about the qualities of Krishna that are actually appreciable by persons who are no longer enmeshed in the guna, in the modes of this material world or the qualities of this material world. Qualities like love, sweetness, beauty, mercy, they cannot be empirically measured. You can't measure how many kilos of mercy. It's a ridiculous proposition. They are to be experienced. The love of Krishna is to be experienced. We can talk about Krishna's qualities. We can, with logic and argument and quoting from scripture, discuss about the nature of the Supreme, but ultimately Krishna consciousness is something to be experienced, to be tasted. Those who are fortunate, they can hear Bhaktivinoda Thakur's call, Shuno he Rashika Jan. Just listen, I've got something to say here about Krishna's qualities. People say that God is good. Well, he should be. What do you mean by God is good? It means he has all good qualities. That should be the minimum qualification of God. Generally, people think of God as being very powerful. Okay, but we hope he's nice also. Right? Generally in this world, if someone is powerful, you see the worst side of them. Their saying is there. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's true if one has corruption within his heart, even the seed of corruption within his heart. If one has love in his heart, then he won't mistreat others, just like we see. Generally speaking, the parents don't mistreat the children. They act with love toward them, but then they may mistreat other people. But who is God? He is the father of all living beings. Pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pitamaha. He's the father, the mother, the grandfather, the support of all living beings. He is Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He's the best well-wisher of all living beings. Aham Bija Pradapita. He is the seed-giving father of all living beings. So he's nice to everyone. But God is more than a cosmic nice guy who sits on a cloud and you pray to him, Hare Krishna. You pray to him, it's like pushing the button and then, what is that? The one-arm bandit. You pull it and you hope and then the money will come out. Or in the slot machine, they don't have the ATM. You push the button and the money comes out. So God is more than a cosmic ATM. You pray to him and you get what you want. You think that would be a nice guy, right? There was one American cynic, I think it was it Woody Allen or whatever? You ever heard of Woody Allen? You were in America. You never interacted with American culture. I only vaguely heard. Some comedian, something like that. So he said, I would believe in God if he would give me a sign. Have you ever heard of that? God should give me a sign that he exists. And then his joke is that like putting $1 million in my bank account. Then I'd believe in God. But as long as we're thinking what I can get from him, that's also a kind of selfishness. Krishna is to be appreciated for what he is. He is naturally kind, but we shouldn't be in the cheating mentality of wanting to exploit Krishna's kindness so that I can exploit others in a better way, or enjoy myself separately from him in a better way. He is sweet, he's beautiful, he's merciful, he has all bhajaniya, sarava, sadguna, vishishta. He is all transcendental qualities, and therefore he's to be worshipped by everyone. But these qualities cannot be appreciated by persons who are matiyana krishne paratasvatova mitobe padyeja grihavratanam, those who are committed to not appreciate him, to not like him, to not be Krishna conscious. His good qualities cannot be appreciated by those who are not good. To the extent that we are selfless, give ourselves to Krishna, that much we can appreciate Krishna's good qualities. As much as we're self-centered, self-absorbed, selfish, we cannot appreciate the good qualities of Krishna, nor do we even take interest in hearing them. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.